Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Interesting healthcare news yesterday. We bring in ABC News correspondent Sherry Preston. So, with all the Iran talk, it may have gotten lost in the shuffle a little bit, but and a fascinating executive order signed by the president yesterday. Talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, President Trump signed an executive order that is aimed at curbing healthcare costs by making things more transparent. This would require health insurers and health providers to reveal the pricing for patients. The president saying there's no consistency and no predictability the way it is now. So here's what's going to happen, right? It doesn't change the actual healthcare system, but what it does do is create rules that would require hospitals to disclose the prices to patients. Now, the question is, how is this all going to work? That's what we don't know. Is it going to be something where you go to, the emergency room for treatment of something and they hand you a piece of paper and say, here's all the charges and this is what you would be expected to pay? Or we also don't know whether or not it's going to be what we'll pay or what health insurance providers have negotiated with the hospitals and the doctors. And that's the key, because health insurance companies have been notoriously very secretive when it comes to how they negotiate these prices and how they come up with these prices. You know, you get one of those explanation of benefits and it'll say, this procedure cost you $1,000. We negotiated that down to $350 and you have to pay $125. So it's like, well, how did you get to that $350 deal if it originally costs, $1,000? How do you figure that out? That's what we don't know yet, and we're still kind of waiting to hear that.
A lot of times there are unintended consequences. Are insurers or healthcare groups sending any warnings about this order?
Yeah, there are some who are saying that they're concerned about this because, you know, there have been studies done in the past that say when you disclose the prices for things and there are very few competitors, what you get is, let's say you have two hospitals in a town and one on the east end of town says, I'm going to charge you $5,000 for this procedure. And the one on the west end of town says, well, I'm going to charge you $7,500 for this procedure. Well, the one on the east end of town goes, well, wow, we could be charging $7,500. Let's raise our prices. That's a concern. People are saying that that could be a concern. And the other thing, again, is how do you come up with these prices? I mean, you know, we have decided that Trump administration also signed an executive order saying that you have to put prices on drugs when it comes to TV commercials. So starting next week, you might going to start be seeing those at the end of the healthcare commercial, the drug commercial. You're going to see, here's what you would be expected to pay with insurance. Here's what you would be expected to pay for this drug without insurance. So the Trump administration is trying to say, you know, look, we maybe can't change the entire healthcare system, but what we can do is kind of change things and make it a little bit more transparent because we all have these high deductibles. Our health insurance networks are getting narrower and narrower, and a lot of doctors are acting more like independent contractors rather than being employed by hospitals. So they're charging whatever they want. So let's try and get it out there on the table so we can be better healthcare consumers.
We're talking to ABC News correspondent Sherry Preston. So this order has a couple of extra prongs to it as well, including an expansion of health savings accounts.
Yeah, exactly. Those health savings accounts are what you're doing. Really, it's your money when it comes to the health savings accounts. And what you're doing is you're putting it away tax-free so you can use it for your health insurance needs. Some companies will pitch in and add a little bit if you have a health saving account. They might do something like, you know, we'll give you a certain amount per month if you do a BMI screening, if you do a health screening, if you give us your blood pressure information, if you give us, you know, how you're doing when it comes to your cholesterol and things like that. But yeah, an expansion of that so that you can put more money in there. I think there's a limit of how much you can put in there. They're saying we could actually do more. So you can do that, and then you could actually use sort of a little debit card that comes out when it comes to your health savings account or your flexible spending account when it comes to that. So that's what they're doing with that. And they're hopefully that saying that, you know, maybe if we talk a little bit more about the prices of these things, then we'll be able to figure out how to make it more you know, more cost effective for all of us.
So, Sherry, any idea when this is going to actually become a reality and practical application for customers?
Yeah, that's not really been implemented yet. They haven't really said when it's going to be happening, but they're saying that, you know, what they're doing, how are you actually going to do this? How are you going to do this? Because let's say you go to an emergency room, you know, is it going to be something that the emergency room says, here's what it is? Because let's say if I have Aetna and you have Blue Cross and Blue Shield and somebody else has Cigna, how are you, you know, Cigna has a different price than Aetna, than Blue Cross Blue Shield. So if you're one of these, you know, are you going to have a piece of paper for each individual one? A lot of the insurance companies are scratching their heads saying, we don't know. We don't really disclose that information before you go in. So we're still kind of waiting. No timeline and really how it's all going to work. We're waiting for that as well.
Fascinating stuff. Appreciate it, Sherry. Have a good day.
Okay, take care.
ABC News correspondent Sherry Preston.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.